You're listening to the Wine Country Live Morning Show with Barry Martin
on KVON Napa, 1440 AM at KVON.com.
Right now, it's time for our weekly chat with the mayor of Napa, Scott Sedgley, joining us now. And we always like to launch right in, Mayor, and say, how are things going? Has it been a productive week?
It has been a productive week. It's been a busy week. It's good to be busy. We had a special meeting, council did, on this past Tuesday to start the budget discussions and some financial policy, fiscal policy updates. So that's kind of the priority now. We worked through a couple of, kind of contentious issues we've talked about in the previous week. So yeah, it's all, I'm feeling positive.
Mm-hmm. Smooth sailing and very encouraging information. I was talking earlier about the story of the Napa Valley Register that Jennifer Huffman did looking at hotel occupancy and the return of tourism. It's really, really surging in a substantial way. Are we still going to see the same difficulties with the budget that you would have anticipated, say, 6 months ago?
I think it's better. We're in a better position than what we had thought. Of course, finance directors, they are conservative in their projections and their assumptions. And so we were preparing a year ago. We were preparing for the worst. We didn't know how long it would take to come out. But now we see that we're on a roadmap to recovery. And yes, we're actually this fiscal year, we're at a 1 year budget planning now. And so the fiscal 2021-22 budget is actually going to be an increase of about 8% than what it was last year in last year's budget. So an increase of 8%, which is good. It's still lower than it was at the baseline of the 2019, but so yeah, it's all positive. The projections are it'll still take a couple of years to get back to that baseline of 2019. But everybody, I think, is feeling a little bit of a relief. We're actually for the fiscal year, we're going to refill 63 positions in the city. We have about 80 vacant positions now across the city's, departments from streets to finance to the clerk's office. So That's the exciting piece, is we're able to fill those vacant positions, 63 of them in 1 year. So that's a big jump.
Man, that's terrific. What areas would be most noticeable for the community in terms of services being restored or availability of personnel for different jobs?
Well, traffic enforcement is a big one. We've had a gap in police hiring, and so often the traffic enforcement piece kind of slows down. And so we're hoping that was a council priority, safe streets. And so we're not looking to generate revenue by traffic enforcement. What we're looking at is minimizing any kind of safety issues. So that's an exciting piece. Some park workers back to help with, maintain our parks and open spaces. So those are exciting part. And then in the planning division, the engineers and the planners over there, as the economy starts to come back and projects are coming online, we have the staffing to efficiently get out those building permits and get out those projects that everybody's been waiting for. So mm-hmm. That's, I think, in the development community, they'll see a vast improvement in the service they can get out of the planning division.
That's encouraging. And like you say, when things start to rev up, the folks who have, taken out loans, putting money on the line to do a project, they want things to move quickly so they can start bringing money in. So it makes a big difference.
It does.
Speaking of potential projects, I don't think we ever talked about the former Health and Human Services property on Old Sonoma. We haven't talked about it in a while. Went back on the market, and last I saw, there was just one bidder for that project that the county is working with. What's the latest on that, and what's the likely outcome there? What are you hoping to see?
Gee, it's the one bidder, I think, put in the minimum asking price. So hopefully the sale, I guess it's in contract now. So hopefully they work out the bugs and that goes through. And so something can start there. couple of years ago, the county went through that whole process, and there's an interest in preserving those three historic buildings and the Crescent, you know, driveway in front of them. I support that idea. It would be amazing to repurpose those in some way, a commercial use or some kind of a neighborhood serving use. Food City's being revitalized right down the street, so that's all exciting for the neighborhood. But everybody realizes there's going to be housing on that property, and the density and the type is the big, you know, the big question. You know, how dense can it be? How high can it be? But housing, it's a housing site, and the general plan update will identify that as a future housing site. So hopefully this buyer has some, you know, money behind them that they can get in there and start to move that project ahead. But it's still years away. The property needs to be all those other buildings in the back that were kind of piecemealed on over the years for the HHS business. Those all have to be removed, taken out to clear the property for housing. But that's my hope is we get that, we save the three buildings and we get some much needed housing in there.
Mm-hmm. Let's talk about water for a moment. Week by week, we see different agencies, water agencies or municipalities making statements about conservation or looking ahead toward restrictions because of the drought. Napa has not made any statements to that nature. What's the outlook in terms of water supply? Do you think we'll see some restrictions of any kind, some limitations, some water-saving measures?
I think it'll be more a messaging and, you know, reminding everyone to use, you know, the best watering. You know, it's the landscaping that uses so much water, you know, the ornamental landscaping we have. And so we're going to start a messaging barrage to, you know, hey, we're in a drought, conserve, use wisely. We don't see any rationing or restricting this year. Napa was fortunate years and years ago that we bought into the state water project. And so we purchase water from the Sacramento River Delta and we treat it. And that's our main source of water. Our two local storage reservoirs, Hennessy and Milliken, you know, they're there. So in that's the ultimate backup. If the state cuts us off, we still have our local supply. Milliken is smaller. It's at 100%. Hennessy is, I think Hennessy is around in the 80% capacity, so we have that storage. But it's the state water project that saves us. But we're going to be messaging, please conserve. If you're a family of two, you shouldn't be using too much more. I think St. Helena they had about 100 gallons a day for a family of two, I think, was in that register article. And so that's tight. You got to be very careful. And St. Helena's in a different situation, but we're gonna be cautious this year. The big story will be, of course, next winter if we don't get normal rainfall. Going into the summer of 2022 could be a whole different story.
Got to revive an old topic for a moment here, I think. You know, with the economy rebounding, and like you say, it's going to take a while before you have a normal budget scenario. But with all the interest that continues to exist in Napa, commercial development, we've got the more hotel projects that are coming online, some that haven't been built yet and will, and so on and so forth. So, you know, money is going to be, I would think, fairly confident. You can be fairly confident in budgeting going forward, it would appear. So the question I have, when do you recycle and get back to the question about the city's own facilities? The questions about the proposed new city hall or civic center were many and profound, and the whole thing kind of fell apart as a plan, but it doesn't eliminate the problem that previously existed, having a very old city hall building, having offices scattered all around that need maintenance and so on and so forth. I think everybody knows the story. When do you eventually get around to readdressing that topic, looking at something, you know, clearly that's years away, but still, when does that come back up again?
It's always there. It's always a sidebar. It's, you know, it's on that column that, you know, we budgeted this year some, I think close to $100,000 for maintenance of the facilities we have. You know, we were kind of deferring that maintenance when we were on track for new facilities, thinking we didn't need to invest anymore. But we realize now that it's going to be years off before we go down that path again. I think we'll see, before we see administrative offices and a traditional city hall, we'll probably have to do something with our public safety piece, because with all of the demands on that and security, you know, we had an incident a couple weeks ago where, you know, somebody was walking around on a restricted area. You know, it's pretty wide open. So we're going to need to address, as schools are addressing now, I think, you know, I hear people talking about the school playgrounds now kind of being secured. With new gates and fences around it. That's the unfortunate reality in our schools. And unfortunately for city services like police and fire, those facilities are going to become more secured. And so I think the first step will be more on the public safety side downtown at its location, to make sure that those are the communication side, dispatch, all those, you know, those needs. And our police cars and our police force, our police officers, everything needs to be more secure, which is an unfortunate narrative, but it's here with us. So I think that'll be the first start, is that public safety side. As far as the administrative buildings, that's we don't have any proposed look out to where we'll start that. And what will it look like? I mean, we own the plans now. We own the work that was done previously. So if it's a similar model we want to look at, we have a lot of that preliminary work done. And I don't think we'll just scrap that. So I think that'll come off the shelf, be dusted off, and we'll relook at that. Mm-hmm. Whatever we do, I imagine whoever makes this decision down the road, and it might not be me, it'll be on our current site in the downtown area.
Well, suddenly have lost the mayor. I think he's hung up on us. He didn't like the line of questioning. I'm just kidding. Let me see here if I can get him back on the line with us in short order. Not sure exactly. I didn't do it. I didn't touch anything. I'm pretty sure it wasn't me. Stand by, trying to reconnect with the mayor, Scott Sedgley.
Well, what happened there?
I don't know. It was not me. I didn't do it. I'll find somebody to blame. But in coming back to questions about city's office space needs, at one point, I think during one of these conversations a few months ago, there was a reference to remote work and the changing need for office space. Do we still have quite a few city employees who are working remotely, and do you think that's going to continue?
I think it will continue. That's a good point. And are our spaces, as do we need as much square footage? And as we evaluate the work product that's happening from remote stations, if it's the work is being done, why not? And I think that we're pretty, you know, our public relations, you might know Jaina, and she's working pretty much 100% from home. Some of our legal, you know, our legal minds, our lawyers, legal staff, or, you know, they can very well do their work from home. And so I think that will continue. I think that's the new norm. But it has to produce what the city and the taxpayers need produced. And so as long as the efficiencies are there, I'm sure that will continue to some degree.
Very good. We've been talking with the Napa Mayor Scott Sedgley, and it sure feels like the temperature's been turned down somewhat, not just here in Napa, but just everywhere, doesn't it? As we come out of this pandemic, and there's so many good signs and so much positivity toward the future, all of a sudden, the tension seems to have been reduced. Do you feel that too? Is that just me?
No, I feel it, and I think it might have a lot to do with Washington, D.C. I mean, I think some of that was daily nerve-wracking in the previous administration for a lot of us, and so I think that's part of it, and so there's some optimism there. What, you know, a jobs plan, nationwide infrastructure plan, you know, let's get this thing going again. So I think that's part of it, and of course, you know, I believe California did a great job in addressing the pandemic and moving us, you know, out of it as quickly as possible with, you know, the the least amount of pain and suffering. So that's what everybody, I think, is feeling good about is, yes, we made another, you know, it's another challenge that we've been faced with, and we're getting through it. And so let's work together. I see a more friendliness around town, you know, people willing to talk and engage and smile and, you know, let somebody turn into the driveway, you know. When they're trying to get in or out of someplace, slow down, you know, all those things, what we should be always conscious about. I see it, a vast improvement from last year.
It's a good note on which to wrap up for this week. Thanks for talking with us as we do each Friday. Napa Mayor Scott Sedgley. Have a good weekend.
Thank you so much, you too, Barry. Be kind, everyone.
There you go. Very good. Take care.
You're listening to the Wine Country Live Morning Show with Barry Martin
on KVON Napa, 1440 AM and KVON.com.